Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me as we go on reflecting in Romans chapter 1. And speaking of the New Testament book of Romans, I'll now read Romans 1, part of verse 4, and then verses 5 and 6. This is Romans 1, 4 through 6. Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles, for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. In our reflections, we have talked about the Apostle Paul's emphasis on Jesus Christ our Lord. We talked about grace, apostleship, and we spent a while on what is the obedience of faith. And last week we talked about the name's sake of Christ and how important the reputation of Jesus is in our world at this time. Now you just heard me read in verse 6 that Paul is going to transition from introducing himself and what he believes about God in verses 1 through 5 to who the Romans are to whom he writes in verse 6. He says of them, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. And we're going to come to verse 6 most likely next week. But this week, I want to draw your attention to one more word in verse 5, and that is the word Gentiles. Paul said, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake. The Gentiles and Paul's calling from God to go to the Gentiles is very interesting. So let's get together this week and let's talk about this. And to begin with, we should define Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? A good Bible-based definition of Gentiles is non-Jewish peoples. Any person who is not a Jew. The Greek word here means a race, a people, a nation distinct from Israel. So that if you tune in as someone who is not Jewish, then you are a Gentile. I am a Gentile. I am not Jewish. The Apostle Paul was a Jew, but his calling from Christ was to go to the Gentile peoples and proclaim to them the gospel of God. Jesus was a Jew, but he came to live, to die, and to live again for all peoples, including us Gentiles. It is very important that we know this about Paul. He is Jewish, but his mission as an apostle of Jesus Christ is to focus on the Gentile peoples of the world in those ancient times. Therefore, Paul reminds us of his calling repeatedly in his New Testament letters, such as this one to the Romans. We're going to talk more about this starting tomorrow, but mark down Romans chapter 11 and verse 13 in your mind. Paul writes this later in Romans at chapter 11 and verse 13. I am an apostle of Gentiles. That's Romans chapter 11 and verse 13. I am an apostle of Gentiles. As you develop a mental biography of Paul, be sure to include this. He is an apostle to the Gentiles, to the non-Jews. And join me for the next edition of Definition.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.